Bov Metzir, Perek Tes, Mishne Yud. Hamakabel Sodom Echaveir L'Shavua Echod, B'Sheva Me'ezuz. The contract between the two of them said that he is leasing his field, Reuven is leasing Shimon's field, for Shavua Echod, which doesn't mean a week in our terminology, it means a period of years, 7 years, and the price is 700 zuz. The price, L'Chayru, for the halacha that we're going to have, is incidental, even though it sounds nice, 7 for 700, L'Chayru, the price doesn't make a difference. The halacha that the Mishnah wants to point out is that Hashvius min aminyan Shmita year, where the Mekabel Hasodah really doesn't have much use for it. Because maybe he could walk around on it, he could use it as property, but he can't plant, he can't make a profit, which is the reason why he's getting it in the first place. So he's arguing that 7 years means the eighth year. We say no. Every 7 year cycle naturally has a Shnas HaShmita, so that's Bechlal. However, Kibloi Menu Sheva Shonim. If it wasn't Shavua, a period of 7 years, but it was Sheva Shonim. Sheva Shonim means 7 years of work time. That, and Ashvias Min Aminyan, and the eighth year will be the seventh year of his 7 year lease. Mishnah Yud Aleph. We're starting a new halacha now that we haven't met up with yet. This is the halacha that's in Parshas Kiseitze, where the Torah places the obligation that an employer has to an employee beyond any other choiv, in terms of his chiv to pay, the level of responsibility that he has, he always has. The person owes money, it doesn't make a difference why he owes money. He borrowed money, he was mazik somebody, he bought in his store, whatever it is, he owes somebody money, he has to pay. But there's a immediacy to the chiv, and that's called the din of b'yoy ma'itit nischorek. The Pasuk says that there's a mitzvah saseh, that if a person has a worker, the Pasuk also says, v'leisovei alav ha-shemesh, that if he doesn't pay, he's over in alav. L'chetz alav shem b'maisa, it won't be malchus. There's also another din, le'solin pu'ula sochi itcho ad boike, this is a Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, that's also alav. So anybody who's guilty of not paying wages on time is over in two lav man and aseh. So it's a davar chomer. The Mishnah now is going to break down the protim of this halacha. Schir yoim, goyve kol alayla. What does it mean to pay that day? When the person finished work? And what happens if he finished work at the end of the day? How do you pay by the end of the day when the term of employment is the whole day? L'chem is till the end of the day. So when should he pay him? So on that, the Mishnah explains that schir yoim, somebody whose job description, which is norm, is working, we had in the beginning of Perek HaSechus HaPoilim, the normal work days from the beginning of the day till the end of the day. If that's the case, so the term of Chiyuv Teshlumim Bizmanoi is Goyve Kol HaLaila. Schir Laila, if he has a night job, so the job is the whole night, so then the term of Chiyuv Teshlumim Bizman is Kol HaYoim. So the way the Gemara says it like this, since the Pasuk that we quoted in Parshas Kedoshim says, you're not allowed to withhold the wages of the worker until the morning. What are we talking about? The common assumption, the basic assumption of the Gemara is that you're never mechuyev, an employer is never mechuyev to pay an employee until after the term of service. If he hired him for a month, he's not mechuyev to pay him every day. The term of employment is for the month. He's mechuyev at the end of the month, immediately. If he's a schir shana, at the end of the year. So when we say ad boiker, clearly we're talking about somebody who worked the whole day, and then he could be paid until the morning. Because if he worked at night, then the wages are not mechuyev, like we said, until the morning. You can't say that he has to pay him by morning. So we're talking about a schir yoim. Conversely, the schir laila is because the Torah says, b'yoim ha'titin schir, who has to pay by day? If he worked by day, so you have to pay him only after the day. So we're talking about where he worked at night, and then the term of employment is the next, the kids are the next time frame, the day for a night, the night after a day's work. However, what happens if the job wasn't a whole day or a whole night? He did a job. He's a plumber. He came and he fixed a pipe. He's a refrigerator guy and he came and he fixed the fridge. He schlepped, moved, whatever it is. Schir Sho'oi, somebody whose term of employment is not by the day, but he did a job that was in the middle of the day. Goyve kol ha'layla v'chol ha'yom. The Poshtu reading in the Mishnah sounds like if he worked at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so he has the rest of the day and the night. But that says goyve kol ha'layla v'chol ha'yom. What does that mean? So that's not what we mean. Schir Sho'is, if he worked by day, he has the rest of the day. If he worked at night, he has the rest of the night. That time frame, that oino we'll call it, either day or night, is a complete amount of time legabi de isa, and that's what the Torah says. Loisove alav shemesh, sun can't set, and he paid a worker. So if a person has a worker by day, if he has that worker an hour before shkia, he's gonna have a real problem if he wants to run out to mincha and come back by the shkia. There's a lav deraisa on letting that the sun set on that day without paying him. And then shkia shabbos, if his term of employment was the whole week. Schir Chodesh, the whole month. Schir Shchana, Schir Shvua, the whole year. The whole 7 years. Yotze Bayom, if he finished by day, Goyva Kol Hayom, he gets that whole day. Since it doesn't finish by day, he doesn't get the night. He has to pay him that day. Yotze Balayla, Goyva Kol Halayla, V'Chol Hayom. If he finished by night, so then he gets that night and the next day, which is not really like we explained before, that Schir Shoyis, Goyva Kol Halayla V'Chol Hayom, depending on if it was by day, only that day, if it was by night, only that night. So the Gemara explains Al Pi HaBraisa that there's a Tana over here that argues, a Tana Reb Shimon, and he taka holds that when it was work that was done by night, then the expiration on the Chiv, and when he has to pay, is taka at Soif the Yom afterwards, because he holds that the whole 24-hour period is one time frame. So if it was in the middle of the night, he has the night with the following day, and that would be true also by a Schir Shoyis.